Right, so at the moment it's in the position of where he can get out, so it's inclined, and all we do is press the remote control and it...
I believe there's a bit of a story when it comes to when the application was granted, both Hannah and Sue. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened?
Well, I was very excited about ringing Sue and James and letting them know that their application was successful. So I decided to let them know via telephone, and I rang Sue and she answered the phone and she sounded a little bit flustered. Sue, would you like to tell us what happened from there?
At the time, the paramedics had just arrived because James had slipped onto the floor yet again. And when the phone call came, and it was Hannah to say, got you some good news, they're going to fund the bed, Dreamcatcher are going to fund the bed, I just burst into tears because I just couldn't believe it. Paramedics getting him off the floor because he'd slipped and fallen, and this was going to happen. It was just like a dream come true, really. So if he wants to have his meal in the bedroom, he can sit on the chair and let it whizzes round.
Well, that is...
So James, you've got a brand new bed. It's been in the house for a few weeks now. How's it working for you? How are you finding it?
It is an ongoing process in that initially there seemed to be quite a few features, but now things are settling down.
And you're sort of getting used to it, and you find it's sort of giving you a bit more independence?
Yes, I would say so.
And to have something like this, you know, waiting for so long, what's it like?
Well, Parkinson's is a progressive illness. And gets progressively worse as time goes on. So therefore, you must try to compensate by involving new techniques or equipment that make it more bearable in your day-to-day life.
Just press the remote and he's quite happy.
You know, you admit that you've been quite reliant on the health service. How regular were you calling the paramedics with the current bed that James had before this? What was the situation?
Perhaps once every 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Just since we've moved in, really, there's just been problems latterly when his health has dipped again.
And in terms of sort of provision, or at least avenues from perhaps like a Department of Health and Social Care point of view, what is the kind of resources that you can sort of turn to from that angle, I suppose?
And from the health service, you are given a hospital bed, which functions. It will raise his head up, raise his feet up, but it won't do what this particular product does, which is actually rotate into a recliner chair, and he can actually get up himself, he can actually stand up himself. So that's the downfall of the beds at the moment in the community stores with the health service. And I'm sure that this product itself would help so many areas in their life, in nurses' lives, in carers' lives.
But obviously for at-home carers, this is, you guys are reliant, I suppose you have to turn to the third sector now.
Yes, oh, very much so. And they've been absolutely fantastic. They really have. The OTs, the community stores, everybody has been brilliant.